The city of College Station receives federal grant funds, the Home Investment Partnership Grant, and the Community Development Block Grant. We've been receiving them for quite some time. The CDBG we've been getting since 1976, and the Home Investment Partnership Grant since the early 90s. So every year what we do to try to determine how to use these funds, we do an annual action plan. And it updates a five-year consolidated plan, but basically we try to determine community needs and through doing that determine how to recommend that the city council what programs to use and how we will use these funds to benefit the community. Benefit primarily, they're for the benefit of low and moderate income families in the community.
And you talk about programs. What are some of the options?
Sure. So we have a variety of programs. The Community Development Block Grant is a really versatile grant. You can do infrastructure with it, so you can build streets and roads, park projects, and the city has done a lot of those with these funds over the years. They need to be in areas that are 51% or more low and moderate income. And kind of the definition of that is 80% or below the area median income. So a household of four can make $44,250 a year and qualify as low and moderate income or meet that definition. So we'll do those. We fund public service agencies with those funds, with CDBG, so social service programs. So 15% of that CDBG grant can do that. For 2012-2013, the city received $978,155, so just under $1 million in CDBG funds, and $408,875 in home investment partnership funds. The home funds need to be used for housing programs, and so there's a lot of misconceptions about what the city's housing programs with these funds do. All of our programs, except for an emergency repair program, are all loan programs. So, for instance, we have a down payment assistance program that helps up to 15% of the sales price of a house in a 0% interest deferred loan. So that is paid back whenever the family borrowing the money moves out of that house. So what they would do is they would come apply for down payment assistance, but then would need to have the credit score, the income, and the savings necessary to qualify for another loan product. They would go get a loan from a lender, but then our down payment assistance would help, and basically it lowers the monthly payment for the family.
So are there multiple grants just in one that you're looking for citizens advice?
Right, and so what we do, and that's a great question, so what we've done is we have a survey, a questionnaire on the use of CDBG and home funds, and this can be accessed by going to cstx.gov, and on the main city page, under recent news, one of the our items there is best use of federal grant dollars. College Station needs citizens for feedback. So if you click on there, you can go and you can fill this all out online.
Okay, and are you required to do this survey? Or are you doing it just because it's important to you to know what people's opinions are?
It's important for us to know what people's opinions are. So we're required to do a public meeting, which we did 2 weeks ago at the Lincoln Center, and we handed out the survey then, but we put it online because we feel like we really want to get community input to know what community needs are so that we can best use these grant funds to serve needs in the community.
And may I please have the total sum of how much y'all are working with?
Sure. So it's just the total of those two grants. So the one's just under $1 million and the other's a little over $400,000. So right at $1,300,000. And again, we have our the two grants are used for different things. CDBG is more flexible. It can be used for a variety of projects. We do a lot of infrastructure projects with it, also fund public service agencies. And then the Home Investment Partnership Grants, those are housing programs. We have housing loan programs to either help someone purchase a home, or if you're an owner, if you own a home, we have a program to help rehabilitate or reconstruct that home, again, through a loan program to help folks who need that kind of assistance.
And how did College Station get into the radar for these grants?
College Station, it's all based on our population. So there's a formula that the federal government uses, and based on that formula, they award these grants. So we receive these grants and really have a lot of flexibility, the city council does, in how they decide to use them.
Could you please tell me where people can find more information or actually do the survey?
Sure. So if you go to the city's community development webpage, which is cstx.gov/comdev, so cstx.gov/commdev, when you're there, and I've got it pulling up now, when you're there underneath updates, it's kind of bold blue. It says 2013 Use of CDBG and Home Fund Survey. If you click on that, you can fill it out online and just submit it there on your computer. And then also there, you can look at all of our programs. There are little buttons to go to our publications, so you can see our past plans. You can read the guidelines, and all of our programs are there online. So you can kind of, that cstx.gov/comdev will take you to kind of a description of everything that we do. And again, some of the responses to the surveys have been, I think people are sort of misinformed that these programs are giveaway programs, or that these programs don't require any responsibility on the part of the people taking advantage of the programs. In reality, all of our programs, except for an emergency repair program that's capped at $5,000, all of our other programs are loan programs. So it's people qualifying for a loan. There's credit requirements, and then they basically partner with the city to improve either their house, so improve the city's housing stock, or to purchase a home, so providing a home ownership opportunity. We'd encourage people to fill out the survey, but also to go and look there on that same webpage to look at our programs and to see what they the way the programs work, and then to give us a call or let us know if they have any questions about how the programs work.